What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Take a Chance Records in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is the Take a Chance podcast. I believe it is episode 56.
I have no idea.
I believe so, because we're back to kind of the normal stuff. We'll get to him in a second. We got music back on here. Last week we had a pro wrestler.
We're trying to branch out.
Yeah, a little bit. Let us know how you guys felt about that. But yeah, today, I'll let you take it away.
We got Evan. First artist on the Take a Chance podcast to not be from Michigan.
Yeah, that is true.
219 representing.
Gary, like, Indiana.
Gary, man. Indiana. Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
making the drive out here. I mean, he said he was visiting some people. We're not going to name names. So, yeah, just kind of jump into it, though. Tell me a little bit about, like, your upbringing. You know, what were you doing before music? What were your hobbies as a kid?
I grew up in a church. Both of my parents was, like, Pentecostal Apostolic. You know, they, our whole thing was, like, gospel. Like, they ain't allowed, like, any type of, like, rap, hip-hop. I mean, like, they hit, like, the little 808 through the headphones. They, like, hey, what you listen to? Like, it was one of them. But, like, the only type of, like, music outside of, like, gospel that I got to listen to, or that, like, the whole family got to listen to, for real, was, like, R&B.
Valid, though.
Who are some artists that come to the top of your mind when you're thinking, like, just walk through the kitchen or walk through the house, and you, what songs
your
you
mom's
to?
Putting the song on in the car? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Keke Wyatt, for sure.
That's a good answer.
Avant, Fantasia, like, real.
Yeah. You got real, some legends.
Yeah. I remember, like, hearing, like, songs, like breakup songs or heartbreak songs, but, like, she a married woman.
Oh, my
She
God.
Been for, like, you know, 15, 16 years of time, those, you know.
Those still hit.
Yeah, they still bro. Hit, bro. But, like, it kind of, like, when I started, like, making music, like, the way I'm making music now and growing, like, I start to hear, you know, the influences, and I start to feel, you know, my mom was feeling. Like, it probably wasn't about my father, but, like, everybody, like, no matter what relationship you get into, like, you just end up carrying the pain in a different way.
Oh, no, 100%, yeah.
So when did music really come into the play for you? Like, when did you first, like, pick up a pen or first get on the mic? Like, you know what, I'm actually start doing this.
Like taking it serious? Like,
yeah, just like, what motivated you or inspired you to just start making music? Like, when was it? Where was it, you know?
Well, like, originally, like, I always knew, like, I wanted to be, like, on a stage. For, like, my whole childhood, like, I was doing plays, and then, like, I went to performing arts school, and I was, like, acting and singing, like, was always, like, in front of people.
Yeah.
But then, like, I remember, like, seeing Juice WRLD rise, and, like, he was a kid, like, we was both, like, around the same age. I'm like,
wait, how old are you?
I'm 23 right now.
Oh, okay. So we're the same age.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck, like... He round the corner, down street round the corner from me, but, like, he blowing up, and then, like, I started seeing, like, a guy I went to school with, like, doing well, and I thought, like, in order to, like, successfully do music, like, you gotta, like, know people and have resources, but it's, like, nah, if it's ain't, you get it out, you know, by any means necessary, like, pick up a guitar, you know, pick up a pen, get, like, a pen, like, and record it, and it's just that simple, and I found my way to do it, and I made it happen.
So what were you, like, what softwares were you starting? Do you do everything yourself? You engineer everything yourself? You mix everything yourself?
I had an engineer. Like, I was, like, going to the studio. Like, we was talking about it before. Like, I was going to the studio. But, like, I felt like I was, like, wasting money for real. Because, like, it didn't feel like I was going to the studio, like, creating. I was just going to the studio because, like, this is what you're supposed to do if you want to, like, be this. But then, like, I started looking up, like, ways different, like, kids was making. Because I'm seeing, like, on TikTok real bad, like, kids, like, babies, like, creating songs. I'm like, what y'all using? What y'all using? And then I found BandLab and, like, start going crazy with that and, like, learning software. And, like, I played around with FL here and there, but, like, BandLab is, like, the most easiest for, like, everything I do for real.
Do you make beats at all? You said you're on FL,
I want to, like, in the next 3 years, 3-4 years, I want to for sure, like, make beats. But, like, my cousin, you know, he made beats.
Yeah, you got the plug.
Yeah, he plugged me for real. I found some, like, I worked with different, like, producers before, and, like, still do here and for the most part, like, my cousin the hardest. Shout out Slim, like, the hardest beat maker.
I tap in.
Yeah, for sure.
How long have you been, like, putting music out, though?
Shit, like,
can't be too long, right?
Nah, like, I want to say, like, my first song I put out was, like, 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gonna say you dropped a lot of music this year. You got, yeah. I think you dropped like 5 or 6 singles, and you also dropped like 3 or 4 albums, right?
Yeah.
For the people that are watching mm-hmm. that aren't familiar with you, you want to run them through, like, you know, maybe your favorite album or your favorite song off the album, or like.
Oh, like my favorite anything is gonna always be like What's in the Moment. You know, what's up with like the newest for real? Like, I kind of prefer my unreleased right now compared to what I put out. But like, honestly, like for what everybody can like have access to, I say Odes go so hard, cause like
that's the most recent one, right?
Yeah, the most recent one. Okay. It's just like the messages, and like my thing with like music and rapping, like in general, like we all like sing, we all like do our own shit of dirt, but it's the way you convey it to the public where right. it's like, you know, viable for like other people to hear. Like I want my music to be able like to be like recited by like kids, cause that's who gonna be listening. But like I also want old folks to recite it too and not feel like, oh, this is like too vulgar, yeah, or maybe I need to turn this down a little bit, or you can't play it around your family. Like, nah, cause like you could be talking about anything. I got this one song called Murder on Oates, and like I'm in the song, I'm like, this tool I use for murder, this tool I use for murder, I get it piped to my darling, and it's talking about like the words. It's like you giving like your gun to like whoever in the passenger seat, you know, to take care of you. But like really, it's just like sex for real. This tool I use for murder, it's that's what it's really about. But like it's the way, you know, you say the stuff, and like that's how I have fun with it. It's not just really like right. the beats or the melodies. It's like, how can I get this point across but make everybody feel the same way?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It's just sex, for real.
Yeah, it's just sex.
Hey, I agree. No, like, I understood what you were saying. It was just funny how you said it. Yeah, that was hilarious.
When listening to some of your stuff, I realized that your beat selection's like all over the place mm-hmm. sometimes. You know, what's your like favorite to go on? Or like, what are you looking for like right now?
Right now? Like, it just be really like what I'm feeling like. I don't want to be like the regular rapper where like, you know, they playing like all your songs, even like your slow songs got like the same 808 patterns, you know, or like you can tell, oh, he's a rapper. Like, nah, like I can rap, you know, I can sing. And it's like exercise for me. Cause like I'm not like the best place I'm ever gonna be. This is just like the road to like right. real. So right now, like I'm flexing on anything and everything that I feel, whether it's like, you know, reggae at this point, Afro pop, regular hip hop, or like even like disco. I go to like the skating rink every other weekend, just like practicing, cause I want to get better. That's what I do. And I be listening to like the skate world beats. Like, you know, I could be in here, yeah. And I found one. I was like, put that on. Oh, and that's
put it on the aux in the skating rink. Turn that shit.
Yeah. Like, I want my music everywhere, every setting for everybody, because that's what it is. It's for everyone.
That's dope. What's your schedule look like for, like, upcoming music? You know, you got any new music coming out or any performances, any videos, any?
Yeah, I got a video. Venture? I got a video on the way. I shot it for Etna Park. I think that's on Say This, though. I got that on the way. I shot that, like, couple weeks ago. That's probably like next month for sure, to say the least.
Be but on like, the lookout.
Yeah. But like I'm constantly dropping music, because I'm constantly making music. So like every month when you get tired of listening to everything else, I'm coming with some more. You will never be bored.
Very well said.
Yeah, for real.
What's like a average like studio session look like for you? You know, do you prefer to like write? Do you punch in a little bit of both? Like
I punch in when I sing, but like when I'm rapping, like I'm constantly writing. Like I don't need a beat to write, cause like my writing is just like really emotion, for real. So like I'll go through the day and like something happened, or like I'll start saying something cause like I talk to myself to like kind of like help my head. So I'm not crazy enough. But like sometimes it's like so many words are in my head, I need to like let them bleed. And when they do bleed, like, that kind of, yeah. And then, and I write that, and then, like, I start writing some more, and, like, throughout the day, by the time I'm, like, ready for, like, a beat, I have it, and I'm like, okay, now I just need to find tempo.
You just find the right beat for it, and then match the words to the beat?
No, much, like, or the every tempo. Beat's correct. It's what you're saying that you could change. I feel like you can't. Damn. For me personally, that's why I like my beats all over the place, because it's not about the beat. It's not it helps, but it's about the message.
He's not wrong. And I think this is a big problem in music now, that people are relying too much on the beat. Because you'll hear a song will get to number one, and it, like, if you really broke down the verse or broke down the song, it's not that good.
Yeah, nah.
And it's because of the beat. I mean, I guess, okay, that's what the time, that's what it is now.
Yeah.
Like, fans are listening and hearing beats that they like, and those songs are doing well. So maybe it's, like, changing with the times. But I do think that's a big problem.
I think there's just two types of ears. You're either a beat listener or you're a lyric listener.
I feel
I think I'm a little bit of both.
I think majority, I've said this to people too, because there's been songs that I've heard and artists will ask me, like, what do I think about that? And I'll be like, this is one of those songs that you'll have other artists coming up to you and being like, this was a great one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of artists are lyric listeners. You know, they really try to hear what you're saying.
And like Evelyn Khan, like how you were saying, like, when you actually, like, in that world and you start creating this, like, you can appreciate both factors.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, from most people, just, like, the regular, like, audience, it's, like, you got that split. You know, people that appreciate the lyricism and, like, other people just create the beats.
Yeah. Someone that kind of emulates the whole, you were saying, like, the beat is, like, the main part. And no disrespect towards Playboi Carti. I love his music.
Yeah, you ain't
but,
wrong.
But, like, Playboi Carti, like, a lot of his songs, you know, he's... There's not too much, what's the word I'm looking for? Not
substance.
Even that. Substance, yeah. Like, there's not a lot of substance, but the beat is going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
His voice sounds cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like Playboi's music, but that's a perfect example of what we were just talking about, I'd say.
It's a good example.
Did you have a thing for, like, writing as a kid? You know, like, if you're saying the beat doesn't mean much to you, you know, like, where did that writing inspiration come from? Did you like doing that as a kid, like writing poems or, like, you know, just like little stuff like that?
Before, like, I ever, like, got into music for real, like, I was an artist. Like, I used to, like, draw everything. And I went to, like, when I first went to, like, the performing arts school, I went for art. But then, like, my freshman year in high school, I changed to, like, vocal and did a whole lot of music stuff. But, like, I always just liked the way a pen or a pencil felt on the paper. And it's like a weird, like,
no, I get what you're
satisfying
saying,
thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it was drawn at first, but then, like, I was like, I don't want to do this no more. I started, like, writing little, like, poems for girls, like, putting in their lockers.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I wouldn't, like, tell them, like, who I was or anything, but I'll just, like, stand away and, like, let them read, like, see it, and see how they react. And, like, if I wasn't so scared at the time, like, I probably would have. But it just, I seen what I could do with words, for real. And my pop was a poem. Like, my last name literally is rhymes. Like,
oh,
it,
really?
It's,
that's kind of hard.
I give you my fucking, yeah. Like, I was born, you know, rhyming in a weird way. And I laugh about it with my pop all the time, because, like, we be doing it on accident. But, like, it comes too frequently. It's like, is it a curse or something?
So, is anyone else in your family, like, big on just, like, art or music or,
yeah,
you
like,
know?
Really, like, my whole family. I got, like, this like, vague memory. Like, when we was burying my grandmother, like, long live my, you know, my grandma and whatnot. But when we was burying her, I remember, like, at some point, they didn't have, like, piano player or anybody. So, like, we started singing. And, like, it wasn't just, like, the people that could sing in my family. It was, like, everyone. And it sounded so good. But, like, the emotion in the room, it was so weird. It was like a wave. It wasn't, like, complete sadness. It was, at some point, it was relief.
It was almost like a celebration.
Yeah. It was sadness at first starting, but then, like, you felt the, ooh, it's okay now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was coming up. And I was like, whoa.
the relief that weighed off your shoulders.
Yeah, it's like they was channeling, but, like, they used music to do that. And that kind of just stuck with me. But, like, I didn't know, like, I didn't ever think I'd actually do this for real.
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel that. That's actually pretty, that's a dope story, though.
Mm-hmm.
No piano player, so the whole family's just singing. That's sweet.
Yeah. For real.
I mean, we kind of touched on your creative process a little bit. How do you, like, overcome a creative block or, like, a writer's block?
I'm not living. Like, at some points, like, when I'm writing music, things are happening in my life that I feel like I need to, like, express somehow. Like, I need to, like, release. And I'm a man, that's kind of, like, hard to do, especially, like, when you feeling stuff that you can't just break everything. you know, and you can't just like cuss out everybody. It's just not healthy for you. You got to find something, you know, productive. Basically, every time I have a block, I get stuck in routine and I'm not like living life anymore. Like I'm just going to work, come home on the weekend. I'm tired because of work. So I stay at home and I'm not creating the thing that I would be talking about. Like I'm not talking to people or having like talking to my relationships. Like I like be with a girl, but like I won't pay her no mind. Like that's technically my girlfriend, but like I'm just not focused on anybody or anything. I isolate myself because I'm like I'm just so tired. I'm not where I'm at. But like when I come out of there and be like, okay, look, Evan, we just gonna take a cold shower, smoke a blunt or something, like whatever we gotta do to like be back okay. Once recharge my mental's up, and then like I go out more, and then I start talking to people, and then I start having like these situations where like I feel like, whoa, I need to talk about this, cause this is not like normal, or at least not normal for me.
Yeah,
maybe there's somebody out there that feel the same way, but like I'm gonna let them know I feel that way too when they hear my music.
What's something that you do to like get that creative juice back, you know, like you said, you like to roller skate or like, you know, just like little thing. What's another hobby that like kind of brings you back to that, all right, let me get back in my bag?
I play guitar. I got like acoustic and
damn
electric.
I wish you brought that. We could have made some beats at
I didn't know
That's all right.
I'm gonna come out here again.
Artists always brings their guitar.
Well, yeah, I'll be playing like for my melodies. I be wanting to be unique because I get influenced like real, real bad. I give myself that. And like sometimes it's like, ooh, hey, that was too much. You, like you need to be you.
Yeah.
But like when I play guitar, I'm practicing exercises and like arpeggios and like little shit to kind of improve my vocals. And how I started like playing any instrument was just like my for real. Like I didn't learn like the keys for real. Like, oh, you playing A flat, C sharp. Like I was in church just whatever the singer, okay, I'm finna play whatever in that scale. And I always find it type shit. But then, like, I moved from, like, piano to guitar. And, like, guitar just stayed with me because it's more portable.
Yeah.
Are those the only instruments you know how to play?
Yeah. As far as, like, yeah. Like, and anything with keys and strings.
Have you ever made a beat out of those things? Like, you have you ever made a beat out of, like, you doing something on a guitar or, like, piano or something?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, like.
You've recorded, like, you doing something?
Not, like on some, like, good shit, like.
Oh, okay.
Like, you finna sample it, like, nah. It's, I didn't record, like, stuff when I was, like, a kid. When I didn't, I was just, like, just being a kid, just recording myself, doing stuff. And, like, I made stuff, like, I had, like, this little, like, $12 keyboard, and I was just playing. And it was good for a kid, but it wasn't, like. It was like, oh, you just, okay, keep it up. Right.
Keep going.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Like something you know that you could improve on or want to improve on moving forward?
I say, like, not wearing my heart on my sleeve so much. And it's like, that's like going like damn near beyond being an artist. But like, it still affect me. Type shit. It's just
I
like
think that in my head. Yeah. Right when you said it, I was like, is he talking about like himself or as an art? Like I don't know if he got but I'm glad you explained. Yeah.
It just like I don't know, like I've been doing this for like a little minute and it ain't been like super crazy long.
Yeah.
Granted, like I'm still like a freshman compared to hella people.
You're just getting started for real. You're just learning.
Yeah. But like when I hear like the way I'm doing stuff and like how different it is compared to like where I come from, cause like where I live, like where I grew up, like we real street, like everything is just like boom, you know, big rims and smoke, like just, you know, stereotypical, you know, street stuff, and that's what like I'm used to hearing. But like I ain't creating that, cause like I feel like I got more. And then when I like see like people like getting up, it's like okay, for sure, like I'm appreciative, like they represented, yeah, right. But it's like damn, like I know I got like so much more to offer, and like I'm trying to affect people in a positive way too. Not say they not, but it's like, hey, I'm trying to get better, and I need to just like kind of just refocus myself consistently, and like let myself know like, hey, as long as I'm like consistent, diligent, and I got the right motive, like I'll see everything through. It don't matter like what anybody else doing, what they saying, or what people think you can do about what you saying. It's just about what's gonna happen. And right. I'll make it happen.
That was well said. For real. I kind of wanted to talk more on just, like, Indiana, just growing up. I've only been there a few times, you know, like.
Never been.
I mean, before we got on camera, you said you're not, like, the biggest sports fan, but, like, do you rock with any of the teams in Indiana?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Like, Colts.
Colts.
Like, I'm not, like, a football big. I can't tell you, like, who the quarterback, starting quarterback for the Colts right now.
Okay, but,
like,
Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson got hurt last year. He was out, like, the whole year, but he's back this year. Yeah. They might be solid, bro. The Colts might be all
right. Bro, the whole Vikings team is blowing up right now. Did you peep that?
Yeah. Good, dude.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy got hurt. Cornerback got hurt. And then their rookie cornerback that was coming in passed away. Rest in peace. So, like, they've lost, like, three big pieces that they were looking forward to using next year. And they've been on a full rebuild team. That's my dad's favorite team.
I think
that's
the Packers so might much. Be tough.
The Packers are going to be nice. Our division's going to be hard besides the Vikings.
Another thing I wanted to ask is, how close are you to, like, Indianapolis?
I'm, like, I think an hour away, hour 30 away.
Okay. Have you listened to the Club 520 podcast?
Club 520?
It's like Jeff Teague and like two of his boys. You know who Jeff Teague is, right?
No.
He's from Indiana. Yeah, he's from Indiana. Oh, played in the NBA.
We listen to the sports, man.
Yeah.
No, but I was just wondering if you know about the podcast because I love listening to that podcast. Oh, it's a good podcast. Funny.
Okay, since y'all saying it, then maybe I should.
Check it out. It's they're based in Indiana. I mean, I don't know if they record in Indiana. I'm sure they do.
Are they as cool as y'all or is it like some serious shit?
No, this is like.
They tell stories of like.
Playing in
the
NBA and like
crazy stuff that happened to him.
They get like some
like
artists
that.
On there sometimes. No, I don't know. It's a cool podcast. You need to check it out. I just wasn't sure if you were familiar with them because they're from Indiana. But if you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Like, not a single, like a
whole album. Collab album with any artist.
At least 10 songs.
Your dream collab album.
Dream collab? Damn, Dream Collab gotta be Lucky.
Lucky?
Gotta be.
That would be dope.
He just gets it.
I'm not too tapped into his catalog, but I know like.
Dude, I'm telling you like.
I know some of his songs, bro. Like, Lucky's cool. Lucky's dope. I like his music from what I've heard. I definitely do need to listen to him more though, because I always see people talking about him.
I hear the name. I'm not hip. I'm not really
it's
tapped
in. That
boy
dope.
Is truth.
My personal favorite question: 5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Can be anyone. Doesn't have to be artists. Could be your grandma, your neighbor. It could be anyone. Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Five dinner guests. First of all, what you guys eating?
Yeah.
Oh, at dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's your dinner. What you eating?
I kind of want to do like a southern breakfast for dinner.
Mm.
You know, like the steak and eggs,
ooh.
Biscuits,
ooh.
Cornbread.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
Yeah, that's not.
Y'all rocking regrets?
I'm not the biggest fan.
See, my dad's from the South. My dad grew up in South Carolina, so I've grown up on a lot of Southern type of ways of eating.
But
Grits was never really my cup of tea. I'm not gonna lie.
Granted, I've only ate it like once or twice, so maybe I didn't have the good ones. You know.
Nah, it just never was
for me. Grits hard, man.
He made this crazy. I'm gonna tell you all this, and feel free to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You get all you need 4 ingredients: rice, kielbasa, chicken, and then some of those little like chicken cubes that you can put in like warm water and it becomes.
You talking
like,
about bouillon cubes?
Yeah, like those. You put those in there while you're cooking it, and you cook like the rice like normal.
Ain't that like jambalaya without the sauce?
It's called chicken bog.
Chicken bog.
Fucking amazing. The rice absorbs all the chicken flavor, and then you got the meat with the that absorbs it a little bit like the sausage, and then you just have chicken too. Put some salt and pepper on it. Oh, you're good. It's my favorite meal my dad makes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but
holy shit.
Yeah, he'll try to like brag about it when we're down there, and then they're like, yeah, we have it all the time too, because it's like they all make that down there.
Yeah, I've never.
That's it's fucking amazing. Hey, kielbasa, anybody listening out there, I highly suggest it. It's first of all, one, it's cheap shit. A fucking bag of rice is like 99 cents.
Yeah, that do sound like a struggle.
And it'll last you. If you make it in like one of those big ass like pots,
yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I'll be eating off chicken bog for a week when my dad makes it.
We got the Southern breakfast. Who's sitting at the table?
Jump right back.
Okay, my brother for sure. Don't let him. I'd probably say Cardi. Because I want to see if he got manners or not.
Playboy Cardi?
I doubt it.
Yeah, because you know, like, his whole thing is him being a narcissist. But, like, if he needs somebody to pass you something... Or she just gonna tell me to pass it to
him? Yeah, bro.
But nah, like he's still a GOAT. He's still a GOAT. But Cardi, my brother, I say like my pop.
I'm sorry if you can hear Big Frank recording in the other
Big
room.
Big Frank, yeah, hey, shout out, you going hard, gang.
Hey, earlier I laughed, and I was going to say it, but then we kept going, so I didn't want to, like, cut off the conversation. Yeah. I started laughing because I can hear, bro. I don't want y'all to think I'm laughing at him. It just seems like I start laughing in the middle of, bro, I can hear, bro, just like, Frank!
Yeah, he putting in that work.
For real.
All right, so we had who? We had Cardi, brother, Dad, your brother. Cardi. Okay, brother, we got three.
Cardi. I gotta have a girl. I need a girl, a pretty one.
Bro,
oh,
there's a
scissor.
Ooh, it's bad.
Yeah, ooh, her fine.
I love that. Yeah. I love the dude. You can really like some of the artists would just be like, wait, I gotta put up a girl.
Yeah,
I gotta have a shawty.
Gotta.
We got one more seat at the table. Who's sitting there?
And Tim's.
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 That's the one. Oh, hey,
yeah. How accent?
Wait for you.
Yes.
Drake and Future.
Yep.
The sample that they use.
Yeah, that's
her. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was, then I am. Happy.
Makes way cooler music than Wait for You.
Because she produces hard, it though. Too.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a producer too. Like she makes the beats.
Oh, that's tough.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Like she show how she do it, how she make a beat.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest with you. And this might sound horrible, but I can't tell you a girl producer.
I know a few on Instagram. I follow a few on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
I could not tell you one. But, like, I mean, that's cool that a big-ass artist like Drake and Future are having one. Because, like, not to say that there isn't, because I could just be speaking out my ass, but, like, the lack of it for them to do that and have a girl be on, the, like, their producer for a song, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that is dope.
Yeah.
Well, changing.
For real.
Who are your personal favorite top five artists of all time?
I ain't even think about this like ever. Damn.
It could be any genre.
Yeah, it don't have to just be hip hop or rap.
Top five. Just everybody. Top five.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kiera Shearer. She a gospel.
Who?
Kiera Shearer. She a gospel artist. Her mom and her auntie is like real like legends in the gospel world, but Kiera Shearer for one. I say Ty Trippett, he's another gospel artist. Lucky, cause like the way he say what he say about the shit, yeah, he got it.
We'll have to play some Lucky on the way home, so
yeah. For starters, like I would say 13 for what I'm talking about. But, like, he got other stuff that's just, like, you know.
Okay, bet.
Some vibe shit. But, I say Lil Herb, not G Herbo. When he became, like, G
when
Herbo,
he
like,
G?
He had, like, a couple summers where, like, he was, like, lit. But then, like, in my opinion, like, he's still the GOAT. He's like a Drake, you know,
the
like.
GOAT?
He's a goat, yeah.
Oh, a goat. Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were saying he is the goat. I was like, whoa,
no,
that's a
no,
bold
no,
take.
No, not yeah, the, but nah, but like he just like he like a Drake now. Like you seen like him growing. Like he just up top. You respect who he is. But like when Lil Herb, it's like you can hear like, oh, this man was hungry, but like he ain't had a deal yet.
Yeah.
Like I love when you hear like the wantonness in creating the music,
like that raw talent, go get it.
Like
I'm like
you
want right to
hear
now.
Just as much as I want it.
Yeah.
And you get to create it. Like you can hear that, especially like when you're an artist. You know, you hear it differently. But yeah, Lil Herb. And then how many is that?
You're done four.
That's four.
Four.
Damn. Like I'm stuck between like Future, Young Thug. I can't pick between them two. That's like a hard battle. For me,
he kind of looked like Metro Boomin to me right
yeah.
now.
Bro.
Dude, I thought I ever told you that,
bro. No, how long? That. This has been a 30-minute episode. I thought that like 25 minutes ago, brother.
I was like kind of like Wiz too.
Yeah, a little bit. No, I see Metro definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with the glasses. 100%.
No one's ever told you that.
No, that's
really?
That's my first. That's what I got.
Damn.
Yeah.
What is your favorite album with no skips? Something you could listen to start to finish. You can only listen to one album for the rest of your life.
Black Seminole. By Lil Yachty.
Black Seminole? Wait, no, that's the song. You're talking about Let's Start Here?
Yeah, that
that
whole,
that like psychedelic rock album that he dropped.
Whoa.
That's a controversial take. I'm not gonna.
Why?
Because it's like that'd be. I feel like I would get, that would get old very quickly.
Mm. My thing is with that album, it's one of those, like, for me at least, I think I got like one or two songs that I actually go back to and listen to off that album, but as a whole piece of work, the production level of it, that's a great put together album. Yeah. Like, it's one of the best put together albums in a long time.
Just press play.
Yeah. But like, you can't like just go to like one of those songs and just play it like on the aux, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta listen to the whole thing all the way.
Like, you're doing chores.
It's like a ride, bro.
You gotta
like
sit there and really like, it's really like
digest
one song.
It. Yeah. No, I get that for sure. That was, I really like that album, I'm not gonna lie. But it's just like I said, it's just hard to go back to it. Like, it's a great listen. Bro, but
if you had to listen to that album, that's the only album you can listen to for the rest of your life.
I'm fucking with
it. It's not a bad choice.
I don't know. I feel like I would get very over that.
I feel like something too rappy would get old. Like,
it doesn't have to. I'm not saying pick too rappy. I mean, like, I'm just that
specific.
What
would your
mine? I can't remember what I put. I think one of the Bruno Mars album.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, bro. He's got, there's something for every mood on those albums.
Well,
No?
That's like,
no, I like
Pat.
Bruno.
Yeah, he hot.
I'm just saying, I just feel like if I was listening to a psychedelic album.
Could
like
you
that's
smoke the Bruno Mars, though? I could never.
Yeah. Locked Out of Heaven.
24 Karat.
Locked Out of Heaven, bro. You never got high to Locked Out of Heaven, bro? Oh,
dude,
my
that
God.
Righteous ass blunt.
You don't think you're the best singer in the fucking world?
I just feel like that, like, loud, that, like, high frequency he goes to is going to get old. Like, that super, like, loud.
I agree,
like,
but then that's why you have. Baby, but then you know that's why you have songs on there. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope that's why. And then you have that, you know? You have, you can transition.
Yeah, but he gets loud into that one, in that song, too.
Hey,
yeah.
But it's worth
Take
it.
Take you to
I'm like, dude.
Like, hey, that, bro, that's another one of them
songs. You like
songs
where you just be like,
bro.
Singing your heart out.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
Happy Birthday.
Bro.
Motherfucker.
All right. This has been the Take Chance Podcast.
No, but for real, like, Cupid's Adversary, that's my song.
It's one of your songs?
But, like, that's, like, under a different name.
No, it can't be one of your own songs.
It
it's got to be, like...
It's got to be, like a rapper or a singer.
That's not you.
Yeah, that's, like...
What's a song I know, like... I listen to music so different now. I don't be listening to words. I feel bad. I feel shitty. Like, ain't no way I can't know a song, like...
Yeah, there's got to be one.
Until it comes on, you're just... comes on and you're just singing every single word to it.
What's that one
Well, it's not that song. You're getting shot in the head. He goes, what's that one song?
I was finna say,
homie can't remember the name. He's gonna kill the lyrics.
Hadouken by Chief Keef.
Valid.
Okay.
Valid.
Hey, I was thinking about this the other day, and I know people say it, but I also feel like it's not as appreciated as it should be. Thing that Chief Keef did for hip hop music, the impact that he had,
a lot. All those guys looked up to Keef.
Like, I understand, like, he gets the credit he deserves, but I also feel like he doesn't get enough credit.
He's an OG. He's up there. If you're looking at guys that have had impact on music, he's up there with names like Kanye, Jay-Z, fucking Pharrell. Like, bro, people were dressing like him.
No, I wouldn't say Pharrell. Not. Yes, he made an impact, but not for real. He made an impact for his genre.
Yeah.
Think of how many people were walking around going, bang, bang.
Yeah. Or the Gucci belts and the polos and the True Religion.
Everyone wanted to be Sosa.
Everybody.
I mean.
He was a trendsetter. Bro, he was so young doing that, too, like coming out with hits.
He was like 14. Or was it?
No, he was like 15, 16. 15,
yeah,
15, 16.
But still, like, I remember in, like, middle school, I was listening to him, bro. And I'm like, who is this dude? Because we had this girl that used to talk about him all the time.
Robbie,
all the time.
But if you look at, like, guys that blew up, like, that next era right after, guys like Juice, guys like Uzi, guys like Yachty, guys like
the SoundCloud, Schema.
This stuff old 2016.
Trippie Red.
19?
Fucking X, Ski, whoever. You ask them who's in their top five, I guarantee you Chief's in there.
They have said that. Like,
oh, yeah.
College interviews.
Yeah.
over and over again.
Bro, some of those rap, like, their biggest, they've said, like, their biggest accomplishments have been doing music. Like, that Kobe song that Uzi did with Chief Keef, he was like, I was just so hyped just to, like, have
work Keef on with the song. Chief Keef.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty dope. Keef is up there with those guys.
Don't even matter what he's saying. He's just on the song. It's lit.
Yeah. And a triple club.
That's two times. So, this is, like, one of our final questions. In, like, the next 10 years, if everything goes as planned, what do you want to be doing? What will you be doing? And, like, do you got any other ventures that you want to explore into, like, outside of music?
Yeah. I had this manager, my social media manager. We was on the phone, and, like, he had, one of the first things he said was, like, are you doing voice acting? And I ain't never thought of that, like, ever. Like, I love cartoons. Yeah. I like animation. I like seeing, like, soft shit, like, you know, Steven Universe, you know, fun.
Solid. He's saying, like, impressions?
Yeah, but, okay. Like, I didn't think I could do that, but, like, I could. In the next 10 years, like, I want to, like, have my family, my daughter probably be, like, 5, and then, like, sit back and be doing that. If I'm not still doing music, because I love music, I probably like still be somewhere playing the guitar, you know, on the fence somewhere. But yeah.
Can you do impressions?
I know, I was gonna ask you to do
can
one.
Can you do impressions?
Yeah.
Hey,
we can cut it if you want, but I want to hear some impressions.
Curious, yeah. If it's hard, if we're
it's
keeping.
Not,
it.
Yeah, if it's hard, we're keeping. But
yeah, you can do whoever you want. Keep it like somewhat mainstream though. Like I'm not.
Oh no! Like I'm thinking like you're talking about like. Can you change your voice? But you're talking about can you emulate a person that?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Oh, you're saying more so like you can get your voice to like a point can make where it could do that.
Yeah.
I
just,
yeah. Okay. So that was just a miscommunication.
For
there.
Sure.
Would that be considered like a training method for like voice?
Doing impressions? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about it. People like, do covers to practice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like how does that translate to the music?
My melodies in the background, like, sometimes when I listen to beats, before I was, like, working with my cousin, I felt like some beats were missing something, but, like, I can't go back in and up, you know, sense, like, nah, like, I'm just getting, like, the bar.
Yeah.
So, like, I would be the change. I would, like, make my voice, like, I would set up, like, my little vocal ass or whatever, you know, up the reverb or whatever tone and, like, be that thing. And, like, that's kind of, like, my thing now. Like, even in my raps. Like, you would hit me in the back, like, really singing. But, like, I'm just adding what I feel like it needed.
Yeah.
Because it felt empty.
I feel you.
This was a dope episode, dude.
For real,
I'm glad
man.
You came out, bro. Yeah, this was dope. Everything of his will be in the description.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to shout out before we sign off?
Yeah. Shout out, Bubby.
Shout out, Bubby.
I'm trying to think what else. I mean, like, comment, subscribe. All of his stuff will be in the description.
Yeah.
It's dope meeting you, bro. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, for real, bro.
Bless you.
Oh, what's your tattoos represent? I didn't even notice your tattoos.
Fire. I'm a fire sign.
Oh, that's dope.
Aries. Just all fire on my sleeve.
Oh, that is sick.
That is sick.
Yeah. Hell flame yeah. Always on my arm.
Well, go stream his music. Go follow him on all platforms. Like I said, link will be in the description.
For sure.
Anything you got?
It's been a good one. This was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out, man.
Yeah,
I gotta do it again.
For real, yeah.
For sure.
Happy, yeah.
With that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and see you guys next Sunday. Peace out.
Ooh, wee-woo.